God can use whatever he wants to use, how he wants to use it at any point in time.
Stephen McWhorter and Jason Claiborne have seen firsthand how God can use music to connect with people at the heart level. Today on Making Your Life Count, Stephen and Jason agree that stories and songs are powerful ways to point people to God.
I'm by myself in this room, and we begin to have this internal dialogue. He was telling me, I'm real, I'm good, I have a purpose for your life. I just remember being like, God, I want to give you my life. I want to quit all this addiction, all this darkness, all this depression, all this, blah, you know, that I've known for so long. God, I want to, but I can't. So that's as low as you can get, right? And giving my life to Jesus. I went from addiction to redemption, literally quit everything overnight. And the Lord just uses it like crazy. And I think sometimes, you know, you share your testimony, you share your story, but pride and our own abilities to hold ourselves up by our own bootstraps keeps us from moving. But those people that are like in a real broken place, they're like, I don't care. I want Jesus. And I'd love to just see us be more like that sometimes, you know?
And it is amazing to see how God moves in unexpected ways.
It's reaching people and people are getting saved. You might want to listen and pay attention to that. There could be something random. We've been in places and heard something. I was like, God is on that, you know? And just because it doesn't sound or feel the same as your norm, God can use whatever he wants to use, how he wants to use it at any point in time. And that's where we got to the point of, we want to give the people what God gives us. And that's where you hear highest praise and God be yourself. And we're always going to give you what God gives us.
Yes, music can be a powerful means of connecting with people right where they're at. How can you use music to make an eternal difference for God?